Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Time here. Thank you, sir. Now let's go back to Romans chapter 5. Now, if you missed, I started from Romans chapter 5 verse 1 this morning. And I want us to go back there. And, you know, during the week, on Thursday, we were praying and prophesying and dealing with patterns, negative family patterns. And please, I hope you can hear me clearly at the back. Eh? I hope I'm not losing anyone. You can hear me clearly? Good. Because it is possible for you to be having the best of heaven and best of hell together. You may be a Jacob on this side and be an Israel on this side, but it's the same person, one body. Israel is the prince with God. Jacob is the one with the signature of a cheater, of a cheat. Are you listening? This one is for you. You may be a Jacob and Israel. You notice even after his name was changed, they kept interchanging the name all through scripture. Some places in prophecy, they will call him Jacob. Other places, they will call him Israel. Because this one represents the carnal man. This one represents the spirit man. But it's the same person. And one must bow for the other. So don't close your eyes to patterns you are seeing in your family. So if you are not in that meeting on Thursday, after this service, we are not discussing it. You understand? Eh? Because what most of you didn't know is that while that prayer was on that night, you are there, raise your hand. I want to know, I'm talking to people that maybe Miss Ella was lying about the numbers. We had about 100 people on Miss Ella alone. And on Facebook, on Zoom, we had about 20-something people. So we must have had close to about 130 people. That means other people joined who are not in this church. Oh, okay, maybe from Lekki Church and Bagada Church. We prayed till I was alone in the parlor where I broadcast from. And at some point, I felt like falling off the chair because I couldn't even feel my body again. I'm not lying. It wasn't. I'm telling you what I experienced. If it was not that we were praying, I would have been concerned that something is happening to me. But I'm telling you, we prayed. As I was praying for you, I was praying for myself. I didn't separate myself from the prayers. At some point, I couldn't feel my body. So I don't even know how to describe it. It was very scary. So don't close your eyes. If it has happened more than once, it's a pattern. Are we together? I say if it has happened more than once, it's a pattern. So they will want to drop the map of Africa. But they will start from Sokoto. They will be drawing it. And you are there. You say, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. You better open your eyes and use that faith in Christ to stop that rubbish. If you are too quiet, the devil doesn't respect. A loaded gun that is not firing is useless. You've got to be firing. They must know there's a madman in that house. For instance, in my family, next year is very significant. But I won't say why. So the Lord told me from mid this year, early this year, that there are certain sacrifices that we have to bear. For the use of the word, like sacrifice. There are certain prayer modes I will enter for my family because of the significance of 2022. It doesn't matter. It's going to matter. See, patterns are very powerful, though. And it doesn't respect if you're a man of God. You have to be sensitive. Anyway, I didn't come for that. Give me Romans chapter 5. I just thought I should say this because some people were just chewing gum. Some are even eating rice and saying amen. When the pastor that is praying is sweating. I put on the AC, but I was still sweating. The way the thing is coming is the way you have to receive it. You didn't hear it. I said the way it's coming. If I pick a 6-inch block and throw it like this, throw it towards you, you will just do your hand like this and receive it. But if the brick is coming from a 6-story building, see the way you'll be doing, because you must receive it at a with a pressure that will not knock you off when it lands. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when somebody shouts, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you are chewing pomo, and the block is coming from 7-story building. Maybe it's that block that will break your head. Because you know, it's just real. I'm just, you want to bring down a Jericho, you will shout. You will shout. You will shout like you've lost your mind. But when the thing comes down, who no no go no. It's spiritual. So when you pray, that's why sometimes I don't recommend you pray with people around you. Because the way you pray, some people may not understand. They will think something is, you are dealing with some levels of psychosis, or something is not really okay. So when you buy a car with good AC. No, pastor, I was sharing a story with us. He was driving along Agege Road, and he was praying in tongues. I've actually said it before. So he was praying in tongues. So he really got into that thing. They now got into traffic. But you know, he could not stop. So they were, the other guys in the car beside him, you see, they have caught this one. They have caught, this God, this, see this wicked one. That they have seen the way where they waited for this one. That they thought he ran mad. You know, like, so when he now saw them, he now faced them. So it was very funny, but you know, I never forget, Pastor. I said, I like, I can't forget that story. So he said, when he realized that, I look at him, now face, this world. He, people in Agege, Shagados, there's a way they see the world. People in Osborne, there's a way they see the world. Yeah, so you pick where you are. So physically, you may be in Agege, but spiritually, be in Ikoyi. I rest my case. It's not where you are physically. It's where your heart is. The distance from heaven to earth is the state of your heart. How far? It's not until you enter plane. The distance from the heavens to the earth. How far God is, the state of your heart. Romans 5. Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? I can change the message to Lamentation. So if people don't answer me, you know, even from the chapter, the book, Lamentation, you already know what you will get. But I hope you know that is the same book where it has, it is good for a man to bear his yoke. No. Is that the script? It is good for a man to bear his yoke when he's young. It's in Lamentation. But because you don't like it, you won't see it. Oh yeah, let's look at Bible. So I stopped in verse 2. We are going all the way down. I have just 20 minutes. Say amen. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh. Okay, trials worketh, testings worketh. There are things you will pray about, God will not say amen to. Because that's the only way you will learn. That's the only way you will learn patience. Patience is not an anointing. In fact, it is not a fruit that is developed when you are eating amala with a bokoto, you know, or with a, you know, Yoruba people like pepper. When you are, the food is very peppery. It's not that. That's not how you learn patience. You learn patience in the midst of the storm. So God is saying to us that while we cast our gaze on Jesus and we receive an allocation of faith, through which we come into the grace of God. I'm quoting verse 1 and 2 now. Then we come into the terrain of rejoicing, because we now have a gaze on the glory of God. We can now see the glory of God, that the evidence that we are still on the right path is that the hope is still cast upon our souls. When you wake up in the morning and you can see that somewhere you had, there's a witness, you are still on the right path. Despite everything that has happened, despite your past mistake, you have this assurance of hope. This hope that tells you, look, this is where you are going. That's where your master is. But that hope can be tampered with if you have not mastered patience. We do not glory only in the hope, we do not hope only in the glory of God, but also we glory in tribulations. That means every time we are tested, every time you have a challenge and you pray and it seems God didn't hear, just know that there is another test here. It's not the devil. The devil doesn't have what it takes to resist you when you have fulfilled verse 1 and 2. Are you with me? I said the devil doesn't have what it takes to resist you when you are a man of constant revelations and you assess faith based on consistent revelation of Jesus as a person. He said, the scripture says it is by him that we have access into the grace of God by faith. That means that my faith only becomes active when my spirit gets a gaze, is exposed to an inspiration, a light, a revelation of who he is. When I see it, my faith becomes active. If not, it is dormant. So God is saying here that even after I have gotten to this point where my faith is active and I can say I believe that God will do what he says he will do, God says that you will need character to stay in the land he has allocated to you. That land, that character is called patience. A lot of people have circumvented the plan of God for their lives. They've aborted it consistently and completely because of this virtue. And I think Peter began to speak to us. He said, to your faith, add. Give me that one. Is it 2 Peter 1? Please confirm quickly. 2 Peter 1 or so. I just want to touch on that very briefly. So if Peter is telling us this one, then we need to be... Is it 2 Peter 1 or 1 Peter 1? Which of them? First. 2 Peter 1 verse 5. And besides this, look at the screen. Giving all diligence. That means make every effort. This is an assignment for you. If you pray from today to tomorrow, but do not pay attention to the supplements you are supposed to swallow, there's going to be a problem. It says, give diligence. Add, not multiply. Add. That means it's going to be a slow process. The process of addition and multiplication is not the same thing. Multiplication jumps. In fact, Peter will teach us that grace and peace will be multiplied to us through what? The revelation of Jesus. So there again is the same scripture aligning with Romans chapter 5. Telling us that every time we capture a gaze of him in our heart, where the scriptures, where Christ is evidently set forth before you, where you can see your freedom, you can see your deliverance, you can see your promise, you can see your prophecy, and you know that there's nothing that can shake it. Because your eyes have beheld the King. Where you know in your heart that God will not lead you this far to abandon you. When you come to that point of revelation in your heart, where you know it is not your qualification, even though qualifications are important, where you know that you are standing on the grace of God, the way Peter stood on the waters. They're giving all diligence, add to your faith. The first thing he said to add to your faith was what? What is another word for virtue? Excellence. Power. Excellence. Do you have another version? I don't know. But I have one of these versions. It used the word virtue substituted with excellence. Moral excellence. Thank you, sir. Excellence. Don't be speaking in tongues like a prayer warrior. Some people, when they speak in tongues, they become very ugly. My wife told me that when we were on campus, anytime people don't know that I used to shave my head clean. Who shaves? Okay, like Brotokwe. My head used to, I just do Brotokwe style. It was economical for me. It was an economic decision. It was not really like, then I used to listen to T.D. Jakes a lot and Tunde Bakre. So I, by default, started, then I wear those thin glasses like T.D. Jakes. And when I preach, I will mop my head from the back to the front. It was a kind of style. But my wife said to me that she doesn't like seeing me for 2 days after I've cut my hair because I look like a very wicked person, according to my wife. So when I cut my hair, it's like 2 days vacation. Just go and enjoy yourself. Do your own yahoo. Then when your hair starts growing, you can show up again. Nobody wants to marry a boxer. A boxer. You know those, you just see them, you, no form of comeliness. Because you are the prayer warrior of the fellowship. One of my brothers there, he said he wanted to marry a particular beautiful sister. And he was only seeing visions for all these ladies that dress well, that wear earrings and all this bling bling. And I said to myself, bro, instead of, why don't you propose to ladies who play, do shuku? You know, there's this Esther we call shuku, like this, I don't know what they call it now, but in those days, it used to be shuku. So they are our sister cord, you know, all those sister cord. So you do the head very strong. When they see you, they know mama has come. You know, mama is in the house. So I said, why don't you propose to all these girls? He said, no, I just believe she can. God can bring her into a level. I said, God will not bring. This one is for people like us. You, go and stay with your own people. Every even the nation of Israel has tribe. Stay with your tribe. Let me stay with my own. Bling, 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 bling. Say, you don't leave her. She's for people like us. Stay with the one that is not wearing earrings. All of us are God's children, but stay in your lane. Say you want to help her. Don't help her. Leave her. We like her like that. We like her like that. It's because of people like us that God made them, not for you. You stay with your sister code. See the way my wife is even laughing. Add to your faith excellence. So there are things that means that your faith may be strong, but it may be kwashoko. There are things you need to add to make it strong. Supplements like excellence. The way you arrange your table. You don't tell us you are working hard because the table is scattered. Actually, it may be a sign that you don't even know you have not prioritized your work. Go back to that verse before I enter 2 Peter. I just wanted you to see that there are things to add to your faith. And one of it is tribulations. Let patience have a perfect work so that you want nothing. Many times we think it's money we need. What we need is supply. We don't need money. We just need God. What God wants to do is meet your needs. Not necessarily to give you money. How he does it is his business. But you are praying for money. Meanwhile, what God assured you of is divine provision. And the Lord shall supply all your needs, not money. The Lord shall not supply your money. He shall supply all your needs. How he chooses to do it may be through a relationship, maybe through a word of advice, maybe through something. So when you monetize God, and so also we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation does what? It works patience. A brother said to me, he said, after 20 years of marriage, he said, Pastor, I'm ready to leave my wife. I don't care what will happen. I said, after 20 years, you can't leave. He said, no, you don't know what I'm going through. I said, what are you going through? You are married to the devil. You are not the first. He said, I can't take you no more. I don't want to marry again. I said, you want to marry. You want to marry Stiletto. He will not allow you. But he was already at the edge. See, and we were praying and binding that woman, but she was adding flesh. The more we binded her, she was looking like God was blessing her. So I said, my brother, like, this is not a bindable matter. We need to go and beg and settle. Let's go and settle with this woman because we have binded and binded. I know the girl's destiny, Oriah, was strong. You know, her destiny is so strong. The prayer was not, she was just adding flesh. I said, let's go and beg. So I this quarrel can end. Tribulation works patience. Every time you are praying in the will of God, especially praying in the Spirit, and you are not getting your answer, consider this scripture. Peradventure, there is something in the future God wants to prepare you for which you don't have the character for. Yet, you know it, you believe it, but the character to survive, when you get there, you don't have it. The only way God will prepare you is to make you pass through something now that it will look like that thing wants to take your life. It will be life-threatening. It will put you under pressure. But when you survive it, you begin to coast. So when you go through a trial, and this could be a word for someone, you need to ask, is this thing of the Lord? You need to ask before you start binding unnecessary things. Come on, are you there? Please say, I hear you. Because the church is quiet, man. I don't really know if I'm talking to my people. Maybe they're online. You know what I'm saying? You just need to be sure. Because when everywhere is quiet, it may not be a sign that people agree. Verse 4. And patience, what does it work? Experience. And experience works what? What it means is that when the Lord begins to train me, this practical training, Chalo. This one is not praying in tongues. This is practical training. He will train you with real life experience. He will teach you to wait on Him for a child. He will teach on you to trust Him for that job. Because you've done your best, you went for interviews, and you know you delivered. Yet they told you, we cannot continue with you on this, you know. It's like, you understand what I'm saying. You know, we cannot continue. They have this way they frame that email. Like, we thank you for your interest in our organization, but we cannot continue with the next stage of this. What you are saying is that you have removed my name. Get out of my email. Myself don't want you. Then you sit down, and then you see someone came to give a testimony about a job. And you say, okay, what is this one even? You now hear that he got the job without interview. They are like, okay, so what is it about my life? You now realize that even from when you are in secondary school, like you've been struggling to pass one. Like these people have been on your case. So you have experience now. You have experience. When people are just jumping, they don't notice you are not talking. You are looking. You have experience. You have been there. You are not talking. You say, Say, no, the power of God. The power of God is going to do it. The power of God. When you believe in Jesus, the power of God. The power of God is just me. Yeah, this sister, she's not flowing with us. Sister, I said, okay, say yes, I'm flowing with you. When you've almost gotten to the altar and the guy begins to develop coffee 24 hours later. You know, there's a kind of realization that comes to you few hours before you go to the altar. You now look at the girl very well, like, I have not even bothered to ask her if she was looking at me like that. But me, I was like, once you get there, that's it. You are not sure that. Let's even look at her height. We didn't look at this thing. Is she tall enough? It's like she's someone that will add weight. They won't tell you what they are thinking. Those brothers, they are evil. Those brothers, they are very evil. They won't tell you. But in their mind. You seem like he's praying. He's sweating. Because he suddenly realized that the girl he thought was a very gentle girl likes to party. She likes to party. He didn't know before. All his mind is like, this girl always smiles. You don't know your wife likes to party. Oh, wow. Unlike my brother-in-law told me that I didn't know that my wife loves big cars. He now did his hand like this. Big. And wedding is tomorrow. He thought I knew. So when he saw the surprise on my face, he said, oh, you didn't know? Ah. Don't worry. Those things cannot affect the marriage. Just marry. The things that can affect marriage, I will tell you, is like salt. Then you put salt. You didn't know you could shout until you shouted, the pepper went to your brain. And so when you see someone that wants to beat his wife, and I just said, don't worry, bro. Go and sleep. Let's go out. Let's go and drink coffee or something. He's wondering why you are not taking his matter seriously. You have been there. No matter how wonderful your wife is, maybe in a year, like 12 times, the salt in that soup, will be blessed. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about all those things. You are looking like fly on your wedding day. You will resume. Maybe it's tomorrow you are resuming. Today is for honeymoon. You will resume tomorrow. Then you will get up. You don't lay the bed. You will see his eyes. Because he has added virtue to his own faith. You did not add virtue to your own faith. So his excellence level is high. You now realize that even though he's a prayer warrior, or is that kind of guy that everybody loves fasting, that, madam, is this the way we are going to be living in this house? Huh? Now, did you be this? Some people don't know that I have an Instagram account. They don't know. I see all those things. Forget that thing. Now, did you be that? So patience will give you experience. If you are not patient, you won't know what it means to relate with a difficult customer. You won't know what it means to relate with a difficult boss. Your anger level will be shooting like tornado, because you don't know what it means. You want the God of Elijah to answer now, but God says no. It's not God of Elijah you need. You need to learn how to hang on the cross and not utter a word. This is Christian character. I put that on my master's program, how many times? Maybe like 4 times. One day I wrote a paper, a research paper, 24 pages, and I deleted it myself. My wife is laughing. It wasn't funny then. She ran away from me because I was raving mad. Like this is juju. Like, do you know what I mean? I've been writing that paper for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I finished the paper. End of story. Thank you very much. God bless you. Bam. Full stop. 6 p.m. Then at 11 p.m. Because why men slept? You have to be. I'm telling you, I don't preach this. Is what I experienced. 11 p.m. or so, late in the night, I just went to where the file was. I just opened it, edited something, and then deleted it. It's like I did it, and then my eye. I said, hey. And I remember the face of that man. I remember the day he said to me in class, my opinion of you is that you are not a very serious person. And I made a present for Tuesday. Sunday night, I say, and now my mind now said, is that message you preached this morning? The enemy has come back to deal with you on that message. I said, hey! I called my wife. Because my wife also knows computer. I said, Bami Wokini, Bami. She checked it. Tried to, manipulate. I started going online, downloading all this online. What do you call those things? To retrieve, sir, fire recovery, to recover the thing with tongues of Kaliba, Masata, Yakuta, Bara. After I turn to God, please, God, please, I will not do it. 24 pages, and every file we saw that the thing recovered was the last one I edited. You know, the moment I edited, I should have saved in another name. I don't know what happened to me. These enemies, they move in the night. Do you know, that night was a very difficult night for me. I'm telling you. My wife, she was trying to help me. I ended up becoming very hostile to her. You won't know when you will start to. I'm telling you. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. Has something similar happened to you? Even the person trying to help you, you will not be, you're about to say Kora. Yoruba people say corner. What's the word for corner in English? You begin to transfer your aggression. You understand? On the person trying to help you, your helper, destiny helper, you begin to do things that you know that Oga could, and she's only trying to help people, you must transfer the thing. He said, transfer is strong, so you have to transfer it. My wife just took it nicely and went to bed. She's a good person, your Lord. Me, if I marry someone like me, I will show him Pepe. I'm not joking. If I marry someone like me, you will know that you marry somebody. I will show you. I will not allow you. I will give it to you hot. Then both of us will come down together. My wife just took it nicely, went to bed. You know, that sleep, roll like this, it was not balanced. In the morning, she got to say she's going to work. You know, I was even angry again that she's going to work. You want to leave me in this problem? Am I the one that delete your... You know, I was upset. I couldn't talk. I was angry. But this one, I don't know what to do with this. She's not the one that... Patience works what? Experience. So that tomorrow when you see someone that is telling you, have I not lost my joy? Say, don't worry, cool down, I've been there. You understand? Because you have been there and you later saw the mercy of God. So when somebody say, the heaven never responds to frantic efforts. They respond to the word of the Lord. So be calm. You will not hear what God is saying if you are doing like this. And most likely the next step when you are doing like this is you are going to make a mistake. Patience works experience. It is through this tool of patience that we master the voice of God. You will not know God's voice in one day. You will try. You know things will happen. Then in the midst, there was a day I had a problem in the office that would have actually led to my sack. It was this my wife. God used to pray for me. As I used to tell you, when we were doing boyfriend, girlfriend, we go for slay queens. When you want to marry, marry wife. Don't marry slave queen, marry wife. That one is a complete Microsoft package. It has everything inside, including the slave queen. I'm telling you. But if you marry the Ofege one, the one under Comtar Bridge, under Naira, you go and marry down. After we marry Finn, this one will go to chop. We'll not go. Now, so we'll go to look. Nah, so miracle, they use money, but we don't see anything. Just your fingers, you know, if you wash, you know, if you cook, you know, if you do anything. With nail, they type letter, they type keyboard. I go come out this thing. Go come out this thing. Say, but this is how you married me. But we've married. We have won election. We have to run the government. Now, this point is very important because if you do not understand the tool of patience, you will not be able to master the voice of God. Because it is in patience that you will be able to prove so many things he said to you in the secret place. When he told you, don't do anything. And later you saw his mighty hand. The next time you are in a situation and he tells you, don't do anything, you will believe. I had a situation in my office that was being reviewed, seriously. And my wife told me, go and sleep. My sister, nothing came out of that case. They even came to me to say, thank you for your honesty. Meanwhile, it was a mistake from my department, and I was the head of that department. Thank you for, thank you. But my wife said, go and sleep. And she prayed. I saw her praying for me. You understand? You like keep looking down your wife. Say, what is this woman? Stay there. When the wala will start, it's that woman that will bring you out. If a woman tells you that you will not die here, take it. 70% God has spoken. I'm not joking. You may not like it, but just if you like, despise not only like your mother or good women around you. If they tell you that this thing, they will the door that your prayer cannot open, they will open it. Patience works experience. You have an experiential knowledge of how God has been relating with you. And you are able to rest in that, knowing that if he did it for others, and you saw the way God did it, that your own cannot bypass you. And when you minister to people out of that, you are able to bless them from your heart because you have been there. It's turn by turn, no? Life is in phases. A day will come, Aso Rock will not sleep until they send for you. There was a time if I had to, I've not left, I said we are going to finish this chapter today. Let me just close here so that today is a good day. But I don't know if you are hearing anything. One of the things that patience will do for you is it will help you sustain relationships, vital relationships. Please put that down. Patience will help you sustain very good relationships. You stay in touch with them. Don't delete numbers simply because you relocated to Canada. Life is not like that, because you can have a problem in Canada that only a prophet in Nigeria can solve. There are people that will call you and say, Kai, we wanted to do something, but it's very expensive. You know, the pricing is high. Can you do it from Nigeria and send to us? But if you are a bad person, who will call you? Like the person that called me from that A-class company, I won't mention the company, and say, I want to give contract to this person. We heard the person. Can you recommend the person? I said, I can't. The person said, I know. I just want to confirm. I said, I can't. Don't be a use and dump kind of person. You don't know which day will break tomorrow. You don't know the kind of sun that will break tomorrow. You may say it may never happen. What if it happens? I needed a particular text material for that my special logger. Because I realized of late he has been watching my status. So I try to say nice things. Your teacher is your teacher. Whether you graduate or not, he's still your teacher. My Lord, sir. If you are watching. Or you pastors, you build schools, nobody can go to the school. Your school, I say, it's true, sir. That's what we do. We build school. Nobody can attend the school. Only rich people. You say, yeah, you are one of them. You know a pastor? I say, yes, sir. And that's my ogre. So you pass. Hopeless. Your schools are mushroom schools. I say, it's true. We are trying, sir. It's one of the things we discussed in our last. But for you to be saying, actually, sir, I know as the people of faith, ogre is like, you don't want to graduate in this class. They say, prove that there is no God. What am I waiting for? God? Who is God? Not who is God? They always say it's a figment of people's imagination. Life, the world is built on science, geishas, and begin to write rubbish. Yes. And this one can say, Pastor, 100 miles, bam. But the day you will have problem. I used to tell people then that may you not have problem that will take you to Ikotun. I used to tell people then. When you pray, and even your pastor's prayer is not sufficient, then I say, go to Ikotun. I'm telling you. Meanwhile, the reason why many people cannot receive their miracle is because of even the way they see the person. Somebody came to a pastor for prayers. The pastor was the one telling me the story. It's an elderly man. You know me, I have many of these elderly men. I went to Akure, so I saw this my daddy. And I said, they brought him that I should pray for him, that I was having problems in his business. So I now started talking to him about his relationship with God, how he should be faithful in his relationship with God. He doesn't tithe, he should tithe, do some things. So after Adams left me, it was Osi that brought him. So Osi was now asking him, what did we say? What did we discuss? Adams told Osi that man is a pastor, but I need a prophet. The one that will speak the word. And my servant shall be healed. So he never came back. So the man was now telling me that, say, you see what we are going through. Why many pastors are going to wash their face in one river so that they can be seeing visions? Because I told this man to be faithful to God, but he still wants a prophet. So it's the way they see us. It's not like God cannot hear, but in his mind, he believed that, let me go to him, let the pastor try. Let him try. Maybe something will. Because you came to for me to try, is the reason why you are even getting you have already failed the exam. But he will not. You know that day he didn't give the pastor anything after wasting his time. But when he goes to Prophet Busayo, know they use money play. The moment she enter, I say, I'm going to sow a seed, a powerful seed for 21 story. You are going to sow a seed. The moment I say, yes sir. I say, he's already emptying his pocket. Because now Busayo looks like a serious person. Yes, the village people are here. Say, I see your village people. Where's your dad? Where's your mom? Ah. you'll be telling this man, "No, I told you that this is the kind of person I need." So when you now see him going up and down, no solution, then patience has finally worked, experience. So you will now see when they say, "Oh, there's one crusade," he say, "No, I'll be watching it online." Because he counted the money he has spent on profit. You know, the other pastor told him that, "Be faithful, stay in the place." He didn't like that. Now he has gone around. He's tired. He now connect from internet. Amen. Amen. He's now So when you tell that man that life is very hard, he can confirm it. He can confirm it because he has been there. Oh, Tiri. Nowhere you say, "No, is it that church? I've been there. Is it that my mail? I've also been there. You know, our friend, the one in Wari, he reached out to me recently. That's the brother that used to be gay. Came to this church. That day it was only me and OC Daniel. Thank God. Because I could not have carried him alone when he wanted to turn to a werewolf. I could not carry him alone. He manifested. If you remember, he crouched like a real werewolf. And was barking like a dog. The homosexual demon. He's a demon. Though they are doing film now, trying to convince you that it's normal. And those are the things that are selling. So one believer said, "I was watching one film, but the film was not, you know, I was not feeling it." It's a lie. What she says is that there are some things she's looking for. It's not, she will watch it for 10 minutes, you didn't see anything. It's not the kind of film. Let's change the film. Uh-huh. So, but when you have gone around and you've met with waste, then you now sit down. You are finally, what you could have gotten by one cancer, you finally got it with 7 years. So you now say, it's good to wait for the Lord. The patience has finally worked experience. Patience will also work hope. When over time you have a record of God coming through for you in very difficult times. Very difficult. And that is the key that God asked me to present to some of you who are having at major roadblocks in your life now. God said, "I should remind you of the things that happened in the past. When it seemed like there was nobody, just you and your destiny. If you die here, nobody will know you are there." And it finally came through for you. That you should stand on that rock. The rock of that testimony. Stand on it. And look again. For behold, your salvation cometh. I say your salvation cometh. Don't forget his goodness. Say, do not forget his benefits. Don't forget it. Those are the building blocks you will use for the next one. People forget that they were not like this 5 years ago. People forget that they almost didn't graduate. People forget. This feeling of entitlement is not far away from pride. You just feel like, "Yeah, I deserve it." Who told you deserve what? Who told you? Even if they are paying 70, who told you that you deserve what? You don't deserve nothing. Even if you have a degree, somebody has a master. You have a master, somebody has a master's with distinction. Somebody has a PhD at 28, at 25. It's not an achievement. It's good, but it's not an achievement because somebody got it earlier. People are entitled. People say, "It's my right." What right? The moment you know you are in trouble, let me tell you, is when you look with the eyes of your heart and you can no more see the picture of that future clearly, you are in trouble. Because the direction of your life is automatically the direction of your heart. What your heart is seeing per time. If it is not clear, and one of the things that cloud our ability to see are negative and wrong relationships. You begin to have unhealthy expectations. You begin to feel like you're not even supposed to buy your own breakfast every morning. Somebody's supposed to pay for it. Why? Amaka, why? Why should I pay for your breakfast? It's a relationship. It's a marathon. Abi, it's not 100 meters. Yeah, we are going far. Why? Why? Why not the guy says he wants to pay? He says, "No, don't worry, I got it fixed." Let him respect you. You meet somebody today, the next person is telling you, "Our rent is due." is a spirit of the enemy. It's an entitled and a greedy spirit. Oh, so you will not sleep somewhere next week? Why are you behaving as if you don't have family? Go to your village if you can't stay in Lagos. Come on, say, I hear you. Don't live above. Is this the thing, no? This, when people say, I don't know what I did to God, it is this thing, no? This spirit of entitlement. Unbelievers are dragging it. Believers who join them, they are dragging it. Somebody raised 200 million. People hailed it. Pastors built cathedrals. People are making noise. Who is the hypocrite? Will you go to a church, you leave your house where there's AC. You have AC in your bedroom, AC in your kitchen, AC in your dining, AC in your parlor. Will you come to a church that has no AC? Will you stay? Even if you want to stay, by the time you sweat 2 gallons, you will tell your wife, it's like the other church, let's try that one. Because that's the human nature. Everything is because of the members. So it's not because the pastor. I was talking to my friend Joss. He said, look, I have not changed. I used to sleep on sack. You know, there's one sack we use in the north. That's he said, I've slept on it for many years. I have not changed. It's you people that have put me on bed in Lagos. I've not changed. I'm used to that at that hard life. I don't expect anything, so you can't disappoint me. That pastor will show him. We'll show him, Pepper. We'll show him that we are the member. Pastor self has traveled. Take ownership of your life. Let patience do a thorough work. Don't rush the process. These are the things that make your faith ineffective. When you circumvent the process of faith because you cannot wait. Why don't you let the boy come to you and be begging, telling your sister, let me beg her now. We'll marry now. Why must you send a text to him every morning? Do you see gold pursuing anybody? It's people that pursue gold. So what's your problem? Work on yourself. Let them meet you on the road. Where are you? Say, I'm actually busy now, but I have a 30 minutes break. Telling you I have 15. So you call me, that 15, you can only call me for 10 minutes. Maximize it. It can be pursuing those other stiletto, but you will say this one, she's going somewhere. Before they call you, pick. Before they call you, pick. Let patience have a perfect work. People are anointed, but people are looking down the anointing. It's because of this thing. When I go to meetings, I don't try to meet men of God. And I'm not joking. I don't. I always prefer for God to work out my relationships. So I cannot be in a position of honor. See, when God glorifies you, time has gone. Just give me 3 minutes. David. Okay. 3 minutes. Put me on timer now. 3 minutes. When God glorifies you, Dangote can be telling you, no, just call me Dangi. Call me Dangi. But your friend who took you there cannot try it. Let God open the doors. But it is this patience that will do the work. And while you are waiting, be developing yourself. If you're a pastor, don't waste your time on this. We have many Gucci pastors on Instagram now, dancing and dancing away their sorrow. That is not our assignment. I want you to see that we are happy. That's not our work, dude. If you want to, if you're happy, come to church. We're not Gucci pastors. We are not internet pastors. Our job is when God calls you for that job, how you will know that ministry, the prayer is a ministry, is the kind of task he will give you. Call you from the bank after 12 years. When I was being offered a mid-management position, God said, leave the job like that. MTN was calling. All of them know my name. All of you go halama. All of you are calling my name. MTN, Union Bank. Just come for a chat. We don't need no long talk. We do it on the phone. It's a telephone interview. It's finished. Just for me to answer the call. And the night before, the angel of the Lord came to me and said, look at this signboard. Thus hear the Lord. It has been decreed. Your time is up here. It wasn't an imagination. It was an angel of the Lord. The same one that appeared to me and appeared to Brother Tokwe's wife. That elderly man. Huh? The new hall. Uh-huh. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now affliction is arising for the word's sake to confuse me. God has spoken. It's simple. All these ones are noise in the market. Elamada, Ezoferia, Adalebaza, Elenovadia, Azamalagada, Ezeveliada, 1 year, 2 years, 2.5 years. There's somebody is calling from the military intelligence. I think there's an MIA department in the military. Military intelligence agency. Say, there's this one to do. Want you to pray for us before we start. Why didn't they go to Pastor Adeboy? God is telling you that 20 years from now, you'll be the one doing that kind of thing for them. Yeah, I was going to sit down on Instagram. This is how I woke up this morning. You can be flashy and be anointed. Rubbish! We are temple ministers. We are not here to be. We don't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Because if I'm one less, my anointing may be good for me now, but if I'm only anointed at this level 10 years from now, many of you will say something is wrong. Because you expect me to be growing. I also expect you to be growing. Our family is sweet when all of us we are growing. Don't kid yourself. I know them. I know one or two people like that. They are celebrities. They have thousands of followers. Yeah, they live in Onike here, in a slum. But you see them on Instagram with just basically nothing. You see light, people drooling and dying. When I see them, it's crazy. I'm really hungry. Can we order for pizza? I said, I don't know where they're ordering it from. I don't know where they order pizza. I don't even eat it. I don't know where they order it from. It's far from my. I don't know. I will forget the place immediately. I don't know. So this patience is very critical to what your life eventually amounts to. If you are looking for a quick fix, that means your foundation may just be foundation for one room. We don't need to go far. Just pull roof and live there. But when God is going far, he wants to... You know, God never does the same thing twice. So if there's anything that you have seen today, that means greater than that kind of glory has been reserved for you. Whether it's ministerially, whether it's financially, whether it's maritally, God has reserved something better so that they will not be complete without us. Reserve something better. A day will come. They will say that a black man will be the ambassador of the United States in Nigeria, and that person will be a Nigerian. Adams, I'm prophesying to you. Are you receiving it? Are you receiving it? Are you receiving it? A day will come. A day will come. It will never head. Never head. Something will happen. And Joseph will become prime minister. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? That's the day people will know it's possible. People now say, Father, hey, it's late, it's late, it's late. No. Daniel didn't know that he's eating vegetable will mean something. Every other person thought he was mad. Your God have forgot you when they took you as captive. It's here you want to be showing your holiness. You should have proven your holiness before they captured you. We are in the same condition. We are all prisoners. Forget that thing, bro. We're all here. We are going to die here, man. He's faithful. But if God told you that this posture you are maintaining will count for something, where a day will come, if you wish to drive a brand new car, it will come to you, you will not pay one dime. If God ever told you that the way you are faithful to him, a day will come, he will prove himself in your life. If God ever told you, you will not be able to envision it. Because when God spends, he spends big. You say, this tight. I'm on tight. Oh boy. 1 million. They have known finally that you are not the man they are looking for. See the way you are thinking. Call 1 million at a time. See the way you are thinking. The way you are thinking. Wasted 5 minutes, 10 minutes to think. Oh boy. What? Oh
But how many people are giving this kind of tithe in that church? What's your business? Pay your own tithe.
Come on, you will not always be at this level, though. What we cause kings to seek out for your glory. Because the book of Isaiah says, kings shall seek for you. They shall seek for your glory. That which we cause men to seek for your glory. Lika barato selada. Shatika dibasa. Regadu basila tera. Reta kabalika dusa. Yenda kata. That unction that we cause men to seek for your glory. Yikata. Rebadisia. Now, in the name of Jesus, is resting upon you. It's resting upon you. In the name of Jesus. That anointing that raises a Daniel in the midst of sinners. The anointing that separates a Daniel in the midst of unbelievers. And the anointing that separates a Joseph. That grace that causes a man to go through the works and be solid and become refined in character and spirit. That same spirit that worked with Joseph is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus. Don't give up. You'll get there. Don't give up. Don't give up. You'll be fine, I promise you. Don't give up. Nobody celebrates a foundation. But when we roof, when we finish, don't give up. Don't give up. We are still at the foundation now. Don't worry. Nobody claps then. But you are coming back. And when you come back, the Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. The expectation of the righteous. Liga da barakaza talia. Can you pray with me for 1 minute? The expectation of the righteous. Let hope have a perfect work in you.